the last story you wrote during this period about fracking? Or about this ban, or about anything relating to this field?
I'm not sure I could answer that without looking at my work. I really don't remember. You know, because if stuff happened, I was going to report it. So it wasn't like I said, okay, I'm all done with that topic. But I do remember when I decided earlier this year, I probably should do an anniversary story. That I was thinking, gosh, when's the last time I've written something on this topic? It's been a while. So if you're using my personal website as like the be-all, end-all, don't. I'm sure it just sort of petered out there at the end. So, yeah.
So you never had that sense of closure on this topic?
No. This is Texas. I will say that when I started to do the anniversary story, I thought I would be writing something different than what I ended up writing. I wouldn't say that I had an hypothesis or anything, but I thought I was going to be writing more about the two fists clashing and this, you know, incredible standoff that's still a big standoff. But it felt like every person that I asked to talk to me, when they said yes, and not everybody said yes right away. There were a few people that said, well, I need to think about it for a little while. I was basically asking them to rip off the scab and talk to me again. And that's a lot to ask of people. But it felt important to do that piece because it felt like I could never get what a national reporter has. If I'm reporting from the belly of the beast, the only way I'm going to get perspective and help my community get perspective is to do the thing that I can do with time. So that's it's worth it to be an old timer sometimes in this business, because then you can do that thing that you can't do any other way than through time.
Where did you get the inspiration to do those pieces, those anniversary pieces?
From talking to people. It was like, wow, the fifth anniversary, oh my God, we really should do something. And knowing that that's the best way for me to do perspective because I'm a local reporter. And then you just start asking people what they think. And then they sort of tell you what the story is, and then you have the story, and then you got to fill in all the holes. You have to remember the reader who never lived here when this happened, and they got to kind of understand why their community is kind of slightly scarred and weird about this stuff, you know. And where did all that political activism come from? Well, it's just residual. So